Okay. Record started. Let's call this meeting to order of the Jackson County Reapportionment Committee of January 25th, 2022 at 3:30 PM. Let me call up to our committee members. Okay. Representing the 4th District. Well, let me start this. I had someone send me an email online. I think our committee members are knowledgeable about this. All of our meetings are on the county website, at least as the recording of. I'm not sure if the audio, the visual is, but I know the audio is. So I think I kind of jumped in a couple of times. So I'm trying to make sure we're conduct this meeting in behalf of someone listening to this later. So that's why I want to kind of start this and make sure we're on the same page. Before we start, I want to make sure everyone that knows this before I go through our roll call. The way this committee began, the county executive appointed 6 members of this committee, reapportionment committee, under the charter. There's 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats that represent the 6 legislative districts. So let me do a roll call of that. My county co-chairman, Ralph Munyon, the Republican, represents the 4th district.
Here.
From the 1st district, the Democratic appointed there, Bobby Hernandez.
Here.
From the 2nd district, as a Democrat, Senator Kiki Curls.
Here.
From the 3rd district, the Republican appointment, Paul Jungman.
Here.
From the 5th district, Republican appointee, Ruth Perch. And I know you're here.
She's here.
I didn't hear you, but you might be muted, but I saw you.
She's here.
She's in here.
Okay. And I'm from the 6th district, Phil LaVota, as the appointed Democrat, is here. We have a full quorum, of course, of everyone is here. I would like to move into the reading and approval of the minutes again.
I will say, excuse me, I will say that today's February 8th. I think you misspoke and said January 25th.
Yeah, I'm reading an old agenda. I apologize. Right. Thank you.
It's okay. No problem.
That's why we have a co-chair. Thank you. So I'm reading from all of them. Again, this recording is on the February the 8th. The minutes, again, Miriam got them to us like two minutes after the meeting was over. I got them to you guys 2 minutes before this meeting started. So I apologize for that. Hopefully everyone has them. I can read them, or I would entertain a motion to approve them as you receive them.
So moved.
And second. I'll second. Kiki.
Okay. It's Ralph. The motion. Kiki with the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes have been approved. That moves us into new business. I'd like to get your thoughts of where everybody is. I'll start the discussion. I think that we talked on Friday that we're going to get together. Everyone's going to get online and start playing with their maps. We've kind of given ourselves a deadline of Tuesday, February 15th to call for a vote and see where we are. We're a week away from that. Again, we've had conversations offline with each other, and I know people are still working on maps or fine-tuning them. I know the maps that I've seen between several people are very close. So I'm of the opinion we keep doing that. We work towards our February 15th deadline. We have another meeting. We schedule that for next February. I would throw this out to you, see what you guys think. If we just had a short meeting this Friday, maybe at 11 o'clock, just to touch base and see if everybody's still on the same page, if there's any issues that we need to deal with help with the county, with software or anything like that. So that's kind of my thoughts right now. And kind of like to see what you guys are thinking.
What time would the meeting be?
I was thinking 11, just to not start too early unless people had a conflict with that. Sometime on Friday morning, I was thinking 10 to 15 minutes at the longest.
That morning would work fine for me. I'll be gone in the afternoon.
Okay. Would a short Friday meeting work? And does that make sense for everybody, just to us touch base and not wait till next Tuesday in case there's any issues?
I think it does make sense, Mr. Co-Chair.
So let's move forward with that kind of as we progress. Anybody have any issues they're having with the maps, anything they need to reach out to the county with to help them as they're drawing each map or anything or sharing?
Mr. LaVota, I apologize. Could we get a motion and a second and a vote on that date and time for the next meeting? I apologize.
I will. I'm going to do that in just a second.
Okay.
anybody about that, about anything they're having problems with that?
Well, I went down to the county. I'm still having problems getting on the site here. I guess it's just me, but I proposed a map at the county, and I'd like the group to understand that that's similar to a district I used to represent. And I walked that neighborhood probably door to door 16 times. What I recognize is that that district is made up of a number of ethnic communities, Italian, Mexican, Somalian, Vietnamese, and a number of those. It's also a very working class and poor community. It has all conventional public housing in the city. T.B. Watkins, Wayne Minor, Riverview, Choteau, Penway, West Bluff, every one of the conventional public housing, which are the poorest of the poor in this city. The other issue that they have is, I'm going through my notes here. It's just a working class community that without being joined together will lack the ability to get representation. So I would push that we consider the district that I submitted and see if we can make some compromises and allow working poor to have a shot at representation on the county level.
Let me propose this for you, Bobby. Let's make sure that you get with Gary, who's been very helpful to help us with these maps. And then let me ask you, Senator Curls, you're in the second district, right next to the first that he's talking about. Can you make sure, I know you have been also working with Bobby, and I know you're more confident with that Esri software. Can you make sure you get with him and when you're working on your maps in the next couple of days, what he's his concern?
Right. Let me say first that, right. So Gary has been awesome. He knows that I've had to call him and email him several times. He's wonderful. And Bobby, I had planned on calling you right after this call to talk about what you had submitted, if that's okay.
Okay. How do we get together?
Okay. I'm going to call you right after this call. Right after the Zoom call.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone else? Or just any general thoughts?
So I've still never got on to the Esri thing. It's that's not the county's fault. I'm sure it's my fault. They've sent me new passwords. I've tried. It's not worked. Yeah. But what's happening is everybody is sharing their maps. So I'm doing it the old fashioned way with a pen and a pencil and a ruler, and so everything's fine with me. What I'm seeing so far, we're not as far apart as we might have thought. So.
And Paul, I think I'm pretty confident that Ralph has been sharing. You guys have been working on a map together. So when Ralph is able to work on Esri, he can share it with you in a paper form and know exactly what you're looking at, right?
Yeah. Yes. So perfect. That's good. As far as I'm fine.
Okay. Ruth, how about you? Did I lose Ruth?
Ruth was in a different location today, so she did freeze up a couple of times, so okay. That may be what's happened.
Well, let me ask you, Ralph, and I know the answer to this. I know you've been in contact with Ms. Perch and sharing maps and discussing with her too, correct?
Yeah, I share. Whenever I have a new map, I'll share it with Paul and with Ruth. Yeah.
As long as everyone is making sure they have the resources and are sharing that too. So that's really the only new business that I have. Is there any other new business? Seeing none, we'll go into unfinished business. Let's do this in our unfinished business. Let's go ahead and schedule our next meeting. I'll entertain a motion to schedule our next meeting for Friday, February 11th at 11 a.m. Can I have a motion for that, please?
So move.
And a second?
I'll second that.
And I'll second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Our next meeting will be Friday, February 11th at 11 a.m. We'll move into announcements, and let me just tell you what I'm thinking. I'm seeing on the news what's going on in Kansas and in Missouri with the state legislative district, with the congressional district, and our goal is to make these boundaries fair to represent the people of the county. We're appointed in a bipartisanship, so no one party has the way to sway it one way or the other. I think other than that, our party affiliation to be appointed, I think what we're supposed to do is make the best district boundaries for the counties regardless of partisanship. And I think we take into consideration is making sure all the communities under one and that type of things too. And I've seen us do that. And I'm very proud of this committee doing it, because I see in Jefferson City, see there too, that I've seen a bunch of legislators got together kind of with the same spirit that we're doing it. And then some other ones, partisan both sides, not saying which one's better or worse, but they're trying to cut it out to make it a better district for their party. And that's where gerrymandering gets in. And that's where the public just gets sick and tired of politics and what's going on. So I want to commend what we've been doing. I haven't felt any pressure from Democrats or Republicans at all. I think that the only thing I've heard from each and every one of you is we need to do the right thing by the citizens of Jackson County. And I'm really proud of where we've been on that. So that's just my announcement and my spiel of where we are too. And we're going to be the difference to what's ever going on in every other redistricting legislative boundary. Any other announcements from anybody else as I stop bantering? Okay, so our next meeting will be Friday, February 11th. We will talk about and probably schedule our next meeting being February 15th, 3:30. Ms. Clifford, the county council was maybe going to get us something about his opinion. I'd like to see if he could email me his thoughts to me and Mr. Munyon, and then we'll look at that and share with with the committee what our thoughts were. And I think the issue was how or if we could publish things before a vote or after a vote, because we're on a bunch of maps going around. So I would like, if he wants to give us an input, that'd be great. And if he could throw that in an email to me and Ralph as co-chairs, we'll kind of digest it and then share it with the committee. If that's okay with you, Ralph, and is that okay with you at the rest of the committee?
Yes, and if I could, Jay Hayden did ask me to provide a very brief recap of what he'll send to you, but just saying that he does believe that it's best and appropriate for any maps prior to in-depth discussion or especially a vote for them to be included on the agenda. And that could just be a reference, map one, map two, and we can put it then on the website if people would like to take a look at it. But he did recommend that we include those on the agenda. One way in which he thought that could happen, and this is up to the committee, is if you all passed a motion authorizing any member to add a map to the agenda prior to the cutoff, which would be 24 hours before, then individual members could send a map if they wanted to Miriam or somebody or to our IT folks, and we'll just make sure it makes it on the agenda. But I can ask that he put that in writing with more detail. I did just want to provide that to the committee during this meeting.
Perfect. And if he could just shoot us a short email with that, so we have it in our records of his advice was to his direction. Okay. Anything else from the county, Ms. Clifford?
No, sir.
That's all I have. Anybody have anything else? Okay. I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
So moved. In a second.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second for adjournment of the Jackson County Reapportionment Committee on February the 8th. Folks, it's February the 8th today. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Aye. Okay, the ayes have it. We are adjourned. We'll see you guys Friday morning, 11 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.